It's EV News Briefly. For the 7th of June, everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. A link in the show notes if you'd like to be one of them. A camouflage Chevy Equinox has been photographed driving around in the US, which hints that it could become a plug-in hybrid powertrain for the first time in North America. They do sell a plug-in hybrid Equinox in China, by the way. Leap Motor is next in the news, entering 7 new EU markets. Of course, Stellantis, a big investor, which gives them the exclusive rights to sell the Leap Motor vehicles outside of Greater China. They say they want to try and get the journey time down to 25 minutes to your nearest Stellantis dealership to go check out a Leap Motor. I've got one about 2 minutes away from me, but it doesn't have the Leap Motors inside. The nearest one is up towards Southampton. Now, China is curbing the EV price war there. Central government has got all the senior executives together, knocked their heads together, and said, stop selling cars for less than it costs to make. And we'll let you self-regulate, but stop selling cars so cheaply. That was started by BYD recently, cutting a third of their prices, which really hurt the smaller EV makers and could well drive them out of the market, of course. I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem for BYD if that did happen. Geely is choosing partnerships over factories. A lot of the Chinese companies are saying, well, we'll build factories in Europe and we'll make Chinese cars with European labour and European parts. Geely's saying, well, we won't build factories, but we'll look to do partnerships with the likes of, you know, Renault, and they've got a big partnership in South Korea, I think, with Renault, and using spare production in their factories. NIO is doing another V2G pilot, this time in Shanghai. Hopefully we're going to get close in the next year or so to some proper vehicle-to-grid offers coming to the market from big energy companies that will say, like, here's the car, here's the wall charger, here's the tariff from us, here's the single monthly price you've got to pay for your car. Plug it in, please, and you will give you some free lecky or something. VW's Cariad division has had a cracking couple of years. Now, it had a very, very bumpy time. We saw the VW having to go to Rivian to get some software smarts, certainly in terms of the zonal architectures of how the basic way that an EV is wired up, and how many brains and, you know, computer chips it has. But the software bit of VW, Cariad, has had a great resurgence in the last couple of years under its new leader, Peter Bosch. He came from Bentley. He was their production chief there, and he's really turned the place around. BYD has topped Tesla in UK registrations in May. That's really going to sting. The UK still loves Teslas, but in May, they loved BYD by a factor of about 2-1. Xiaopeng also selling well in Europe, doing well in Norway, Denmark, Sweden and the Netherlands. All the numbers are up. And another Chinese company that's really starting to turn things up now in 2025, selling their vehicles in Europe. Toyota has been urged to ramp up its EV leadership. The chairman of Li Auto Malls, here's someone who sells a lot of Toyotas, has published an open letter asking Toyota not to be one of the biggest global funders of things like lobbyists who deny climate change. One of the top three global companies that spends a huge amount of money on funding people and projects who deny climate change and who fight for clean air that we breathe. Here's someone who, yeah, like I say, a big admirer of Toyota, who sells a lot of Toyotas, saying, hey, be a leader in EV. Do the right thing. Like a company like Volvo, talking about their new seatbelt that uses sensors inside the car and outside the car to work out the weight, the age of the different people in each different seat, and then adjusting the seatbelt in an accident and saving a million more lives, they say, from the million lives they say they've saved since they invented the three-point seatbelt in 1959. That's Briefly.